Faith, facts, and fun. It's the Kale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You know, before the break, we were talking about, you know, how Jesus, you know, the Word became flesh, tabernacled among us. We talked about the tabernacle in the wilderness, you know, and talking about, you know, mobile places to live. You know, I read an interesting story about a member of the Miami Dolphins, and I'm getting a little bit nervous because the Dolphins are nipping at the heels of my Buffalo Bills, you know, or at the hooves of my Buffalo Bills, as they're trying to, you know, win the AFC East for the first time in forever. Dolphins are good this year, you know. Brian Flores is a coach that comes from the Patriots system. He knows what he's doing, tough mentality. Hey, you know, and if you're a Dolphins fan, they're not really making you cry right now, are they, you know? Sometimes you're crazy. Yeah, you sing it, Hootie. I only want to be with you.
I don't have to cry anymore, oh boy. Kale. My Dolphins are catching up to your Bills.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're a Dolphins fan, Lucas. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you, well, you probably know about one of their standout players this year, Zach Sealer, who is a defensive tackle. Really great find for the Dolphins, and he was kind of a castaway from the Baltimore Ravens system. He came from a really, really small school, very overlooked player. He went to a school called Ferris State. I've never heard of it either. It's a tiny Division II school located in Big Rapids, Michigan. I didn't even know Big Rapids existed. So we'll probably get a lot of calls from Big Rapids now, but I've heard of Grand Rapids, of course, but there's Big Rapids as well, and that's where Ferris State is. And Zach Sealer was drafted in the 7th round by the Baltimore Ravens a couple years ago in 2018, and he didn't really catch on with them. He was eventually let go, and the Dolphins signed him before the season. And he actually lives in an RV. It's kind of like he lives in a van down by the river, you know?
I live in a van down by the river.
Yeah, and you know, thanks, Matt Foley, motivational speaker. And you don't really find too many NFL players living in RVs, right? And this guy does, and he still lives there, even though he just signed a 3-year contract extension for really, really good money. I think it's for like $8.2 million or something over the 3 years. Well, he's still living in the RV. He loves it. He absolutely loves it. And he talked about that when he first joined the Dolphins. Nobody really knew who he was. But an introductory press conference, you know, some of the reporters trying to get to know him, here's what he dropped on them.
Y'all are going to laugh, but I actually stay in an RV during the season. So I've done this for 2 years now.
Okay, so, all right. You have to talk about that. I want to hear about that.
Yeah, I got a fifth wheel I stay in during the seasons. I actually had roots, and I do have roots in Sebring, which is about 2 hours from where I know Joe's asked about the ranch. That's where I'm kind of my home base, I guess you could say, is. I have family in Michigan, and I love going back and seeing them. But in season, I stay in an RV. Just kind of, that's for me, it works. I love it. It's simple. It's easy. I can get up and go postseason and just do whatever I need to do. Wherever I'm training, I can park it and train there. So
we need more clarity here. Okay. So yeah. A, where does the RV park? And B, have you hosted like your teammates in the RV, and have you gone on a road trip in it?
I've had players over hang out for sure. Yes, it's campgrounds or little fit RV parks. Nice spot, and find a little spot and set up there for a few months. I mean, Florida was great because, you know, everyone comes down here in the winter to live. So there's plenty of spots, especially right now.
What's it like in the RV community? Do they know there's a professional athlete?
I love it. No, I usually kind of keep that a little lower. Now, some people will learn and whatever, and usually everyone's great. I mean, if you think about it, guys that are in our campground, usually they're vacationing, so everyone's happy. Everyone always waves. It's not the typical, like, people living their daily lives. Usually they're on vacation. It is kind of weird getting a new neighbor 3-4 times a week.
Do you think at some point you might actually get a front door and a roof? Or?
Yeah, I might. The girl's kind of trying to get on me to do that. sick of taking care of the dogs back home by herself, so.
Oh, that's incredible. You get a new neighbor every 3 or 4 days. Well, you know what? I think he's going to have a hard time keeping a low profile now in the RV park. But I think that's really cool. This thing is apparently 10 feet wide. It's got a couple side pieces that move out. And That's really cool, man. I'm into that. And a lot of people, we talked about this before, a lot of people want to move into RVs, especially, you know, with houses being so expensive these days in many urban markets and the coronavirus, and nobody wants to live in a condo. It's a germ factory, you know, forget it. I think RV life could be pretty cool. Hey, see the open road, all that stuff. And, you know, it helps you to be detached too. You can't carry all this stuff with you all the time. And, but anyways, this guy seems like a really spiritual guy, Zach Seeler. On his Instagram account, he posted this at one point. I thought it was really interesting. He said, when our gifts intersect with our passions, we have purpose. And our purpose is to display the glory of God. I thought that was really interesting that he posted that. And I don't know. I mean, he's obviously, I think, a Christian of some persuasion. I don't know whether he's Catholic or Protestant. I tried to find some info on that, but I couldn't. When our gifts intersect with our passions, we have purpose, and our purpose is to display the glory of God. I think there's a lot of wisdom there. And it's true. Our lives are to glorify God, you know, and John's Gospel, chapter 1, we just kind of read it a few minutes ago, talks about the glory of God, you know, in the person of Christ, revealed in Christ. And our lives are supposed to reveal God's glory too and draw people to him. And one of the ways we do that is by what Zach Seeler says, when our gifts intersect with our passions. And I remember once hearing a sermon by a Protestant minister about this, and he said, you've got to discover your shape. Because all of us have been shaped for significance. And SHAPE was an acronym, S-H-A-P-E. And S stands for spiritual gifts. We all have at least one spiritual gift. St. Paul talks about this in his Corinthian letters. Spiritual gifts, heart, that's the H. I have to write this down because I can only spell things out when I write it down. Has this ever happened to you? Anyway, so the S stands for spiritual gifts. The H stands for heart. And the heart is kind of what you're passionate about. Right? It's going to be very, very difficult to be good at anything that you're not passionate about, right? A stands for your abilities, your natural abilities. Now, they may not be quote-unquote spiritual in nature, but they kind of are, because God gives you your natural abilities as well, your intelligence, your physical abilities, your aptitudes, your different strengths. The P stands for personality, your personality. And that plays into it a lot too, right? If you're an introvert, you're probably not going to want to have a radio show, right? Some introverts do, I guess. Maybe they come out of their shell just during the showtime and go back in. But you know what I'm saying. And the E stands for experiences. Experiences. God never wastes an experience in your life, for good or for ill. Because even the bad things that we've gone through, you know, how we've gotten through those things can help other people. And that's part of his purpose for us. So, for example, if you have beaten an addiction, let's say, if you've been through a 12-step program, you can help somebody else who's struggling because you know the signs. You can see it in someone else and you can help them. So that's just an example. And I thought that was a great acronym, SHAPE. You are shaped for significance. You know, and God's got a specific plan for each one of us. And I like that. When our gifts intersect with our passions, we have purpose, and our purpose is to display the glory of God. So what are your spiritual gifts? What are you passionate about? What's your heart? What are your abilities, right? I'm passionate about basketball, but I'm not going to play in the NBA. I'd be dunked on constantly, believe me. I want to play on the PGA Tour too, but I'm just not up to snuff there. So, you know, if I could stop hitting the ball off the planet, you know, into the next fairway, that would be a step in the right direction. But you get the point. Just because you're passionate about something doesn't mean that, you know, you can actually make a living at it. And that works into God's plan. So spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, the way God sort of set up your personality. And I'm always amazed, like even with my daughter, I'm convinced now that people are born with a certain personality. I think it's there and it just comes out. I don't think it's developed that much. That's just my theory right now. And of course, your experiences. So anyways, take that and do what you will with it. But Zach Seeler, his Instagram post there really made me think of that. So this guy's onto something, man. Everything from the RV life to the way he looks at life. That's pretty cool.